What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Three Guys One Up. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer and David. What's up, boys?
What's going on, everybody?
Hi.
We're here to talk about some video games and shit. Mostly video games. Hopefully not too much shit tonight. So what you guys been gaming on? Same old shit? What you been doing?
Well, a new standard rotation in Arena. I made a Cleric's Tribal deck that's doing pretty well.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Arena with the new set release, the standard rotation. What else? Finally got into Among Us a little bit. So I've been playing that a fair bit. Hopefully we get a good big game going this weekend.
Yep, that's the plan. You guys need to branch out more.
I know, right? I did buy all four of the Batman Arkham games on Steam. They were on sale.
Oh, yeah,
I did see that. Complaining about them.
I did. I am complaining about them already. The first one, anyway.
They're fun games, but they are kind of basic, you know? There's a lot to it. There's a lot of secrets to go through, but, I mean, it's kind of just button mash combat and flow through the game that way, you know? It can be challenging at times, but it's not really like crazy hard or anything. They're just fun, kind of mindless games, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, my big issues aren't really with the story or anything like that, or the combat even, really. It's my two biggest gripes right now are Batman doesn't jump. Like, there's no jump button, which is always a pet peeve of mine in any game.
Yeah.
And there's this weird, like, over-the-shoulder camera. It's like it's third person, but you're like, if you're not running, you're looking over his shoulder. So you get a, I don't know, I guess it's supposed to be so you get a bigger, like, view, like, unobstructed view looking forward, but I hate it. I hate it so much.
That's one of the major things I really don't like about Gears of War is that over-the-shoulder view. I think they kind of clean that up in the later Arkham series, though. You're still kind of over-the-shoulder, but as the graphics get better and as the styles get better, it tends to end up cleaning up a bit. Like I said, it's not so much too close over the shoulder. But yeah, I know what you're saying on that, because that's something I don't really like in a game.
I mean, maybe I'm a fanboy, but that really kept me going through the whole game series. Even the worst one, the Arkham Origins. I appreciated the story, and I was just kind of Batman fanboying. I liked finding all the Riddler trophies, even though a lot of them were pretty obnoxious to get to. And just liked seeing all those iconic places and characters, you know, represented in an interactive world. So, they're not perfect games by any measure. And, Arkham Origins was pretty hard to get through. Like, there was a lot of complaints to be had about it, but like I said, the fanboy got me through those games.
Yeah, and I can see that. What gets me through them, and I can't remember the first couple, but I do remember the latter of the series was the completionist in me. That game really satisfies that hunger. There's so many secrets. There's so many things to dive into to get all the Riddler question marks and all your trophies and stuff. It's a really great game for a completionist. And that was one thing that I kind of clung to.
And once you get the Batmobile, it's pretty fun to travel around the map. It makes the grappling combos kind of a blast and a challenge to get achieve.
But I'm glad you're playing them. And yeah, that sale was actually really good. They were pretty fucking cheap. There was another sale going on that I hopped on that Mordhau was only $15. I think it was a 50% sale or something like that. So I jumped on that and I've been addicted as fuck to that game.
You've been having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's so hard, but it's a lot of fun. Like, the flow of it is just different. You gotta get used to how every different weapon swings, how slow you are with different armor on and such. And it's a really unique feeling. All the connections and stuff feel really good. Even sniping with bows and stuff feels really good. It's just a nice change of pace from the really fast action, shoot 'em up. You got to drain half a clip into somebody's chest before they die. This one is a lot more technical. You have so many different swings that you can swing and so many different ways you can parry and get around to attack and defend yourself. So in the big battles, it feels really good to just swing a maul into the group and take out a couple of heads. But, you know, the 1v1 actions where you swing your sword and feign it and then swing in a different direction to juke them out and stuff. It's just complex and in such a nice, refreshing way. It can be rage-inducing, but it's not so rage-inducing because the controls are failing. It's because you're failing at the controls. There's so much room for improvement in that game. There's people that are good and there's people that are really, really fucking good at that game.
Yeah. It looks like a lot of fun. I wish I had caught up on that sale, but I'm sure it'll come around soon.
Yeah, that one goes on sale fairly often, and I do recommend it. It is a ton of fun. But yeah, moving on, there's one game that I wanted to talk about. There was all these announcements going around, and we've had a couple of weeks. One week we had to take off because of the wind knocking out internet, and another week we had to go over all the different releases of Xbox, PlayStation, and video cards. So we kind of had to skip over this one, but Hogwarts Legacy. You guys see this? We talked about it a handful of weeks ago as
a rumor, right?
It was just a rumor at the time. We had a rumor video, yeah, and we were all talking about how excited we are, not really expecting it for another couple of years. Well, they said it's coming out in 2021, and they put out a trailer. Go check out this trailer because goddamn, it looks fucking good.
Yeah, it does.
A Harry Potter RPG. This is what I want in a game. You guys saw it. Spencer saw this. Do you see this, David? Do you watch the trailer?
I haven't yet.
You should check it out. This is going to be a pretty phenomenal RPG game. I'm really excited for it. What did you think about it, Spencer, just watching this updated trailer? Because it had the same stuff as some of the teasers that we saw, just expanded upon.
Right, yeah. And everything looks great. I like that they're setting it so far away from, you know, the Harry Potter story,
right,
to kind of, you know, get a whole brand new perspective, a whole new story where you don't have to care about what's going to happen, you know, 150 years later or whatever.
We don't give a shit about Voldemort or Harry or any of that. This is a completely different setting,
right? So I'm looking forward to that
touring that way.
Yeah. I really like the idea of being able to explore not just the castle and the school grounds, but looks like you're also going to be able to move beyond that eventually in the game.
Yeah, I'm hoping like some towns and the ministry and stuff would be great. Stuff
in the wild, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of the light versus dark dichotomy. You know, are you going to be a good wizard, a bad wizard? And that changes how the game progresses for you.
I really like that they put that in there, you know. As great of a game as Jedi Fallen Order was, that was one thing I felt that it was missing in a story that includes light versus dark and dark versus light, like Star Wars or like Harry Potter. I feel like adding that aspect into the game just gives you so much room to personalize your gaming experience. And I love Jedi Fallen Order, but they missed out on the light side, dark side. It was very linear. So watching them bring that into the Harry Potter world and giving us a taste of something like a KOTOR in Harry Potter, that's going to be really cool to see how you can change yourself, what kind of spells are available to the light side, what kind of spells are available to the dark side. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was looking at this Polygon article that David was talking about. That this person says they don't want to buy this game.
For the expected reason. I got past the first little preamble, and it's like, oh, yep, I knew why.
It's pretty much just so they don't give J.K. Rowling any money because she's transphobic and a piece of shit. Luckily, they're at WB Games came out immediately and said, you know, J.K. Rowling has nothing to do with the creative process of this, but her name is attached to Harry Potter, so she will be making money off of this. It's not going to stop me from buying the game. I do fucking loathe what this woman has said, not just about the trans community, but about so many things in Harry Potter. You know, when she came out and said Dumbledore is gay, that would have been all and well for me if that had been like actually in the story, but to retroactively come out and say I was too cowardly to write in a gay character and I'm going to talk about it 10 years after the books are finished and tell everybody that this character was gay, that I intended this for this character to be gay, that's just fucked up to me and stupid and convoluted to create story after the story like that. Unless you're actually including it, I would have loved to have seen that aspect put into these stories, but it wasn't. So I don't know. She just rubs me the wrong way, and I'm really glad she's not included in the creative process of this game. So that alone, like, just sells the game for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not gonna let that stop me from playing an awesome game, but it's still a bummer.
Yeah,
and yeah, she sucks.
At this point, it's kind of like George Lucas and his IP. You know, their art has taken on a life of its own, and it's bigger than they are at this point. And I do understand that J.K. Rowling directly benefits from purchases of this game, but not as much as the studios. You know, there's a whole lot other people that benefit from this. Yeah, she's going to benefit quite a bit.
I honestly don't know what she sees from WB Games. Like, probably a sizable amount in royalties, but
I imagine, yeah. But I mean, and what does that compare? She's already like uber rich. Like, it's another piss drop in the bucket, you know? So what the fuck does it matter now? She's already got the Orlando Studios attraction, right? That's got to be a fucking cash cow. So what's a video game at this point, you know?
That's she's already a billionaire. Like, how is me buying this game so I can enjoy it going to affect that?
Yeah, and it's going to benefit the developers and like I said, a lot of other people, so yeah.
No, more so than J.K. Rowling missing out on this money by me not buying it. I would say I wouldn't like to give any more money to WB Games. They're like a weird version of EA because they're just cash grabbers, man. All of their mobile games, everything of the sort, they're really, really bad about searching for whales to prey on. And luckily, this is a single player RPG, so none of those aspects are going to come up in this.
Oh, you don't think there's going to be like microtransaction wands you can buy?
Oh, guaranteed. Dude, this is WB Games, and that's what I'm saying. I would be more inclined to not give WB Games my money than J.K. Rowling because WB Games are so in their business practices. They are fucked up.
I'll make a bet.
We don't say that around here.
We don't have to bleep it.
Yeah, man.
Business practices?
No.
Okay. I want to make a bet with.
Is it?
I bet.
I'll bleep that out. I'll bleep every one of your words.
You are going to be able to pay something to choose your Patronus. I can fucking feel it in my cockles, man. All the way down in my cockles, I can feel this coming.
What is your Patronus if you don't pay?
I don't know. It's going to be something standard. So something shitty and standard and plain, like a fucking dog or something.
Hey, isn't that Ronald Weasley's Patronus?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I do know. And yes, it is. So
okay.
Moving on.
Well, I don't know. What would be a plain Patronus? But they're gonna have like some badass ones, and I bet There's going to be like a whole scale of pricing, and there's going to be like rare ones and shit. I can feel this, man.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. WB Games is very well known for their microtransactions and preying on, like I said, the whales. That they won't be able to do that in this game because there's no pay to win aspect. At least I fucking hope not. It's a single player RPG. If there's a pay to win, then that would be silly as fuck. So they're not going to really be able to do that big a WB Games, but I do expect them to add in some sort of microtransactions. They love that shit.
Because we're super famous podcasters now, there's some WB exec who's listening in, and you just gave him a really great idea.
I expect
well done. Good job.
Come join our Discord. My information's in here. So yeah, anyway, I'm excited to play this game. My wife is excited to play this game. She saw this trailer on the PS5 event and she called me from her job at school, and she was like, "Babe, we gotta get a PS5 I was like, "Okay, but why?" And she's like, "Well, I gotta play Harry Potter." And I was like, "Oh no, we could play that on anything." I should have just said, "Yeah, we definitely need a PS5 just for that game," and just got a PS5 and be like, "Well, I can't play these other games without an Xbox."
There you go. But and then it would have been done.
I was an idiot, and I didn't say that. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing this game, and I'm really excited to see what more information comes out of it. We're looking at a 2021 release. There's no date other than that. I don't expect to hear about a date until a couple of months out. But exciting nonetheless. I'm pretty happy to see something coming out of Harry Potter that's not a shitty mobile game or a Lego game, as good as the Lego games are. I want more, and I really hope this leads into hopefully a big high budget MMO with Harry Potter shit all about it. That would be like my end all be all. I'm never playing another video game other than this game for the rest of my life.
If they give us a Harry Potter MMORPG, that would be, yeah, I would never leave my computer.
Yeah, I would dedicate the rest of my life to just being like the a game master in that game. But yeah, so let's move on. There's another game that just came out that we had been talking about a bunch, and I don't think any of us actually got it, and that's Mafia, the Definitive Edition. I know you, Spencer, especially, have been talking a bunch about this game. Are you planning on picking it up?
Yeah, I'll be getting it here shortly. I was just waiting for paycheck.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I know we've been kind of scattering our gameplay elsewhere as well. So let me know once you pick that up. I've been watching some streams of it. I don't know if you guys have seen anything on this, but this game looks fucking incredible. Mafia. It's a fairly old game, you know, and so it looks dated when you play the original one, and this looks like a new game. They did a really great job at updating the graphics, the sound, and everything.
Yeah, isn't it like 20 years old now? 2001, something like that?
Was it that old? Jesus.
It's pretty fucking old.
Yeah.
It might have been 2003.
I mean, the city, the cars, like everything looks so good in this game. The guns, it feels crisp. It sounds crisp. Everything I've watched in these streams has just been exactly what you want out of a Definitive Edition.
Yeah, so we have Mafia, and then there's the trilogy. They released the full trilogy, Definitive Edition. So the first one was completely remade, like a ground-up remake of the first game. So they rebuilt the entire city. They re-recorded all the audio. They cleaned up the controls, the camera, everything like that, and released this game. The Mafia 2 is a remaster, so it looks a lot better. And then Mafia 3, I don't think, is a remaster, but they did some stuff to bump it up a little bit, make it look a little better.
Nice.
And the trilogy, all three games, is $60.
Goddamn.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. If you buy them separately, if you buy the trilogy, you're saving like $40.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I mean, with what they did to the first one, that game is itself probably worth a good $40 itself, because it kind of blew me away. You know, I was watching some of this Crisis Remastered footage, And I'm sorry, but that game looks like fucking dog shit. It even the remaster. And they had the opportunity to take this poorly optimized game that burnt computers to a crisp back in the day and re-optimize it and make it really smooth and great. And they shit all over the optimization again.
Yeah.
So it's pooping all over. Like, you can't even run this at full settings without losing frames.
Yeah, you got to have, like SLI 3090s.
Yeah. Like, they did not optimize this game. It runs like a pile of horse shit that you just dump into your computer. And that's what we got out of Crisis Remaster. So,
and it doesn't even look that good.
No, it looks like crap.
Like, I understand that, like, everything in that game is manipulable. Like, you can destroy everything. If you shoot a tree, it'll break at the point anywhere on the tree where you shot it. That'll be the break point. Like, I understand how much work went into making that game, but it just doesn't look good.
They took some bold moves and just shat them all into a game without the optimization, without the smoothness that you would want in a game like that. They could have done away with some of that manipulation of the environment and made it more optimized, and it would have been a better game.
Right.
And that's just where they failed. You know, that old meme of can it run Crysis is almost a lie in itself, because like running Crysis, it shouldn't be a testament to your machine, because it's a bad game that's poorly optimized. You like running The Witcher 3 is something else. That's a well optimized, very graphically good game.
You know? Right.
But yeah, the Mafia did not go the Crysis route. And it is a full, like you said, it's a full team definitive edition, not just a remaster. Damn, it just it made me want to play this game again. I've been on the fence, and I might actually pick up this trilogy. It is going to be tough for me to justify that, however, because that's a really good segue into this next topic of Star Wars Squadrons coming out this week. What, Friday, right?
Yeah.
So the day after this is going to go to air, this game, Squadrons, will be available. And that is a $40 Star Wars game, all dogfighting and stuff like that. And I'm just super stoked. I have this flight stick ready to go. I am ready to do some fucking Squadrons.
I haven't played.
Yeah, this Star game Wars I'm looking forward to. I didn't, yeah, right? It's Microsoft Flight Simulator, but Star Wars.
Yeah.
It looks good. I'm going to wait for some reviews because I'm suspect of EA.
I might not be the first day buyer, but then again, I might be. Me waiting on reviews might be like that one good review is going to be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to do it, $40.
Just one fucking hack who got paid by EA is like, this is a great game. Yep. He's ready to plunk down his money.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah, so I'm going to wait on this one a little while. I'm hoping that it's going to be available on EA Play when that drops on Game Pass. So
that would be really great. At all. Maybe you're right. When does that happen, by the way? Do we know?
That just came out today, I think. Today or yesterday, they dropped that news November 10th. So same day as the Xbox Series X release, they'll be adding EA Play for free to all Game Pass Ultimate subscribers.
Well, fuck. I hope they put a list out soon of what's going to be on that. I would have to assume Squadrons will be on that. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, you might take a look and see if it's going to, when it'll be available on EA Play. The only thing that I saw is that EA Play might not be PC available until December. So it might be a little longer.
Yeah, I don't know.
If like through long, the then. PC Game Pass, but
It's not a $60 title, so
right.
If I'm having to wait a couple of months, I might as well just pick it up.
Yeah,
because I am super excited for this game. I think it's going to be really good. Like you said, I am a little bit on my heels, as I am with everything EA. But as far as I can tell, this is going to be one of the good ones. And when they do a good one, they do it really fucking good. So I'm excited about that, and I really expect it to come together and be a fantastic game. I think other than that, it's not much else that I've got to talk about, unfortunately. Like I said, I kind of want to just hammer a few things out. There was some games that we had to brush over because of other gaming news. This is one thing I shared in our Discord, like off of the gaming topic and more onto the tech side of things that we claim to talk about and never actually talk about. I sent this in our Discord to Spencer the other day. Ring security is trying out some new shit. We're looking at maybe sometime next year, this newfangled Ring drone is a camera that has its own dock, and you can set up its own flight path that it's a little automated drone that flies around your house and keeps surveillance over shit. It looks fucking amazing. As scary and terrifying as this is, it's also just fucking cool. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to pick which side of that line I'm on of, am I super terrified of this overly surveilled world, or am I super excited to see a bunch of drones flying around my house on their own?
I mean,
go ahead, David.
I would like to do more reading on this, but I've heard from a couple different sources that Ring and Nest both have varying degrees of sort of cooperation set up with different law enforcement agencies, where they sort of transmit the video from these doorbell cameras to law enforcement when requested.
Without warrants, yeah.
Yeah, and that, no. Fuck yourself, you know. Just no. You know, when I start thinking about that and then a drone flying around my house, it's no.
It's super concerning, and I'm having the exact same issue. I'm like, this is great in theory, as long as it is mine and not anyone else's to possibly look in on.
You know,
right, I agree with that. What is the validity of these claims, though? Do we have like actual sources say, like, with actual videos being taken from police
departments? Yes, they will straight up turn over footage without a warrant. From doorbell cams and stuff that look out on the street.
So it's like
one of my sources was one of the Nest executives talking in front of Congress, actually, about this. I was listening to a podcast on it. And I mean, yeah, I was thinking today about doorbell cameras available that aren't like networked into the grander network, you know, that you have your local closed circuit. Are those even offered right now?
Yeah, I mean, you can still buy them. They're not like any of these super fancy companies like Ring or Nest or.
What does that company offer you in exchange for just them being able to tap in and look through your shit?
Well, the difference is, you know, on a closed circuit unit, you can monitor it from your house and you can record it, you know, to your DVR or whatever, to a hard drive. But all these online ones, you know, Nest and Ring and Arlo and everything like that, you've got cloud storage. You've got an app that you can access your cameras from anywhere.
It's an actual paid service that you use.
Yeah.
Some of them are paid. Some of them are one-time purchase. Like the Arlo system is one-time purchase.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the trade-off doesn't sound good to me.
For some of them, yeah. I mean, like definitely Ring and whatnot. Like we've got ADT, which as far as I'm aware has not been implicated in anything like that yet. But wouldn't surprise me if they are. So I guess we'll see.
I don't know like how much trust you could put into any of these surveillance companies. It's by nature, surveillance is something that is based off of antitrust. So
And I do like the idea of a doorbell camera. I do like the idea of a badass drone flying around my house, able to give me alerts, you know, chase my cat and shit. That sounds awesome. But I want to be in control of it. That's it's mine. It's my house. It's my drone. Go fuck yourself if you have anything else to say about it, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and anymore with tech, like, it's not your own a lot of the time. Even with our cell phones these days in the United States, you're basically leasing your cell phone with many of these plans that are coming out. So a lot of the time with tech, they do get around, like, yeah, it's yours, but we still have some sort of control over it. Look at our fucking PCs, you know? I can't take my copy of Windows on the same hard drive, slap it into a new computer without re-authenticating my Windows to that motherboard, or Windows stops giving me support because they don't want me to change this same operating system to multiple computers. So they crack down on people for that. So a lot of things in the tech world, there's a lot of loopholes over, okay, you can own the hardware, but we still own like everything that comes out of it. So it's scary. We need more regulation on stuff like this before it gets to the point where I have a drone flying around my house. But seriously, check this shit out, because it's cool technology. It's a cool ass little drone. Like, it looks fucking dope. I'm just kind of giddy over the tech itself. I think it's fucking badass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I shat all over your cool factor, because it is very fucking cool.
It's super cool.
No, I don't care about that. Like I said, the surveillance side of it, like I do have a doorbell camera, and honestly, if there's government people watching my doorbell camera, fucking good for you. You see all of 5 feet in front of my doorbell, me scratching my balls as I walk into my door when I get home from work every day. Like, you're not seeing a whole lot. Like, it's a preventative thing for me, because our house did get broken into. So it keeps people away more than I'm scared of them watching me. I don't give a shit. But once it's in my house, if I have a drone flying around my house, yeah, I definitely don't want them watching that, because that goes from them watching me scratch my balls to just straight jerking it in the hallway.
Did you just say in the hallway?
Where do you jerk it?
I mean, don't judge.
Fair enough.
All right, boys. Well, I think that's all I got for this week. You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's it for me. We covered all my news.
I want to talk about how hard my clerics fucking owned today. I've got a pretty satisfying white-black clerics deck on Arena right now. And I shared, what did Dragon call it, a boomer screenshot?
Yeah, you took a picture of your screen, yeah, like fucking some sort of fucking freak.
That was...
Hold
that's
windows.
That's how John Wayne Gacy takes screenshots.
It's like when somebody has to ask for their significant other's phone to take a picture of their own phone and send it to themselves instead of just taking a fucking screenshot.
That's the easiest way to set a reminder, bro.
You know, there's a little button on your keyboard that says print screen. Like, that's how they did it back in the 90s.
Yeah. But like,
well, now, like,
it's not like you're too young to know what that button does.
If you hold Windows and hit print screen, it sends it to its own file labeled screenshots. Like, you don't even have to hunt for it. It just like sticks it right there in your face. This is where I saved your screenshot.
Yeah. When I was coming up, you had to manually paste that into Microsoft Paint.
Right.
Crop out what you wanted. You had to
crop everything. Yeah.
And then save it as a JPEG.
Was in my hand and stuff, so that's how I did it. Whatever, I won that game, and I had 108 life.
Yeah, but like, when did you scan in the Polaroid? did you take a roll of film to 1 hour photo?
I faxed it to 1 hour photo.
You used your disposable camera to take a picture of your screen.
And when it was ready,
to the 1 hour photo, waited 3 hours for 1 hour photo to develop it.
Then they paged me, and I
took a picture of that photo and posted it to our Discord.
He didn't post it to the Discord. He published it in the local paper.
And then mailed that to all of his friends.
I clipped you this picture from the paper.
He sent it via the Pony Express.
I included Marmaduke as a bonus.
Damn it.
All right. Well, I'm sure your clerics are cool.
They are super cool. They get super big with all my life gainy stuff. And I'm super proud of this deck.
Fight me. Fight me on Arena.
Can we challenge each other directly yet?
Yeah, fight me IRA.
Yeah.
In real Arena?
That's right.
All
Not
right.
the fake Arena.
Okay.
I'm going to use net deck all over you.
Yeah, you always do.
Just do the chumpiest shit you can do against him, and he'll just rage quit.
It's going to be all board wipes, and he's going to be so salty.
I rage quit a lot.
Just scoop every fucking game. All right, boys. Well, I think that's all we got. Good talking. Everybody, join our Discord. Follow us on Twitters. Check out our other show. It's called Weekend Watch. We watch shows and tell you what you should watch, what you shouldn't watch. And yeah, come by, have a chat with us in Discord, shoot us a message in the tweets, the Twitters. Let us know what you're gaming on, what you want us to game on. Love to hear from you. And we'll catch you all next week. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye, everyone.
Hey.